This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan directs subordinate parties to ensure the security and market monitoring during festivals. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadga raises concern over adverse socio-economic impacts of vaccine inequality in low-income countries. World Heart Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal. And a deadly flash floods kill at least 6 people in Thailand, affecting more than 70,000 houses. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has again discussed the expansion of cabinet. Following the scrap of ordinance related to the political party, the leaders have discussed on the cabinet expansion. With the discussion, CPN Unified Socialist Party informed that it had submitted the names to the Prime Minister under the leadership of lawmaker Binod Kathiwada to participate in the government. Nepal has voiced that there is no alternative to democracy and multilateralism is overcoming the problems and adversities seen in the world. Addressing the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly session, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadga said it would be possible to increase understanding and cooperation in the world and promote shared interests only through multilateralism. He also raised concern over deepening vaccine inequality was leaving adverse socio-economic impacts in many low-income countries. Minister Khadga argued that vaccines must be declared as public goods for the benefit of people's lives. He appreciated the efforts made by the international community, including the UN system, to address the challenges posed by COVID-19 and underscored to ensure fair and equitable access to vaccines for everyone and everywhere. The minister also condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. He also called for general and complete disarmament of all weapons of mass destruction. Highlighting the importance of promotion and protection of human rights, the Foreign Affairs Minister said the pandemic has strained the efforts to realize the Sustainable Development Goals. Meantime, Foreign Affairs Minister Khadga met with UN Under Secretary General for operational support, Atul Khare, in New York on the sidelines of the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Minister Dr. Khadga and Under Secretary General Khare discussed strengthening cooperation between Nepal and the UN in the field of UN peacekeeping. Meanwhile, Minister Khadga held a bilateral meeting with his Bahrain counterpart Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Chaini. They discussed various matters of bilateral cooperation in the field of human resources, trade, investment and tourism. World Heart Day is being observed in Nepal as well amid various programs today. This year, the slogan of World Heart Day is Use Heart to Connect with Heart. The World Heart Association has informed every year 18.6 million people lose their life due to heart disease. In the last 2 decades, the number of heart patients have been increased by 2 times. It has been informed that the number of heart disease patients in Nepal is 7.5 million. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khan has directed the subordinate bodies under his ministry to ensure the security and market monitoring of Kathmandu Valley during the upcoming festivals. Issuing directives to the chief district officers, police chiefs and chiefs of traffic divisions of 3 districts of the Kathmandu Valley, Home Minister Khan said security arrangement and market management should be made smooth even during the festival. Home Minister Khan also urged them to pay attention to put their plans into practice. Lawmakers have stressed the need for strict monitoring to curb the possible black marketing and irregularities during festivals. Speaking at the meeting of the Industry, Commerce and Consumer Welfare Committee of the Parliament at Singh Darbar yesterday, lawmakers said regular market monitoring should be done to check price hikes and artificial shortages of goods during the festival period. They also voiced for stringent action against those involved in black marketing and irregularities. On the occasion, Director General of the Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection, Prakash Podil, informed the meeting that the department would intensify the market monitoring during the upcoming festivals. Women and Social Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to prepare criteria and clear work procedures in regard with the survivors and victims of gender-based violence. A meeting of the committee yesterday asked the government to guarantee all survivors' right to basic treatment and to live a dignified life. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said the Jitia festival celebrated in Tarai region has been established as a unique festival of Nepal. Expressing good wishes for good health and longevity to all Nepalis at home and abroad on the occasion of Jitia festival today, he said that Nepali cultures and traditions have their own distinctive identity, stating that unity and social harmony amidst diversity is an example of cultural practice. Prime Minister Deoba also stated that Jitia festival was one of the many festivals of the country that promote harmony and unity in society. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Pusal has said that any power purchase agreement, PPA, would be signed on the basis of market certainty. During the meeting with a delegation of the Federation of Nepali Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, yesterday, Minister Pusal clarified that PPA would be forwarded only after carrying out a study of the balance of demand and supply of power. Saying domestic investment is positive for hydropower production, she shared that the ministry was positive about construction of projects by FNCCI. The energy minister stressed that the FNCCI should take initiatives to establish industries consuming more electricity and to bring in such industries. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said the government's decision to issue and withdraw the ordinance related to the political parties was guided by the ill intention. Talking to media persons at an interaction program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli said the withdrawal of the ordinance was unconstitutional, non-democratic and against the parliamentary system. Former Prime Minister Oli said his party was protesting against the government's working style for sustainable future of democracy rather than short-term interests. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said fully proportional electoral system is necessary to stop the unhealthy competition and malpractices in the election. Speaking at a meeting of Nepal Dalit Liberation Front at Paris Stada yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said proportional electoral practice was necessary to ensure the representations of Dalit and other marginalized communities in the policy and decision-making levels. He further said fully electoral system based on socialism with Nepali characteristics should be adopted. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
Sabhi ko yu viswas honi. नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्य आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. Additional 208,090 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in Nepal. With this, the number of people fully vaccinated in Nepal has crossed 6.2 million, while more than 6.9 million people have received the first dose of vaccine. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,158 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Similarly, 1,318 corona patients recovered yesterday. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal has reached 96.3%. Meanwhile, 12 more corona-related deaths were confirmed in the country yesterday, taking the death toll to 11,115. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Two top U.S. generals have said that they recommended keeping a force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan ahead of the full U.S. withdrawal in August. Testimony by General Mark Milley and General Frank McKenjoy to Congress seemed to contradict President Joe Biden, who said he did not recall any such advice. The Taliban took power in August after rapidly advancing through the country. General Milley said the U.S. had been taken by surprise by the speed of the Afghan government's collapse. The two U.S. generals were questioned by the Senate Armed Services Committee along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The hearing comes weeks after a chaotic withdrawal at Kabul airport as foreign powers shopped to get their citizens home and thousands of desperate Afghans begged for rescue. A suicide attack killed 182 people during the withdrawal operation. 13 U.S. service personnel and at least 169 Afghans were killed by the airport gate on 26th of August. Deadly flash floods have killed at least 6 people in Thailand, affecting nearly 70,000 homes. Thailand is rushing to protect its capital city, Bangkok, from flood waters after inundations in the country's northern and central provinces. Authorities say the flood waters have hit a third of Thailand's total area. Soldiers have set barriers and sandbags to protect archaeological ruins and landmarks in the affected areas. Pumping stations are being used to reduce the potential damage. Now, did you know weather forecast for the country for today? Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar directs subordinate bodies to ensure the security and market monitoring during festivals. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khatka raises concern over adverse socioeconomic impacts of vaccine inequality in low-income countries. World Heart Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal. And deadly flash floods kill at least 6 people in Thailand, affecting more than 70,000 houses. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.